This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. CU Boulder has wrapped up flights for a new study on front range air pollution. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, the research should reveal whether Colorado's oil and gas regulations are working.
CU atmospheric scientist Alan Fried led the research. For the last 2 weeks, his team flew a small Cessna over oil and gas operations in Weld County. The plane was loaded with carefully calibrated scientific instruments.
And so we're looking at whether things have abated in terms of emissions or staying the same or growing. So we're looking at the data now.
The study comes 7 years after Colorado became the first state to regulate methane, a potent greenhouse gas. The results should show whether that's been effective. Fried hopes to have initial answers sometime in the next few months. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Springs is joining several communities in the state allowing e-scooter companies to operate in some parts of the city. The city chose the rideshare companies Lime and Veo for a one-year pilot program with the scooters. Colorado Springs already has a nonprofit e-bike sharing company operating in town known as Pike Ride. The electric scooters first arrived in Denver in the summer of 2018. An assistant football coach at the University of Northern Colorado has been reprimanded by the school for hitting a fan with a broken clipboard during a game. The Greeley Tribune reports Max McCaffrey broke a clipboard on the sidelines of the school's game Saturday and threw it in the stands, hitting a fan for the opposing team. McCaffrey is the son of UNC head coach and former Bronco star Ed McCaffrey. The school did not provide additional details on the discipline. You're listening to CPR and KRCC. Fort Collins is at 56 degrees.